A veterans group in Sarasota is planning to honor a group of female veterans, but it's having trouble getting them interested in attending. It's not such an uncommon problem, especially when it comes to outreach aimed at younger veterans. The free event on August 30th is sponsored by the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 97 in Sarasota. For a series off the base, WSS Bobby O'Brien reports on the event and the challenge of connecting to younger veterans.
The DAV Sarasota Chapter 97 has its own building and more than 400 active members, so they wanted to share their good fortune and do something nice for women veterans, like a luncheon to honor them, and
talk about the needs that they have as they're returning back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Chapter Commander Michael Lannon.
They're getting left behind, unfortunately, and we want to make sure that they don't get left behind. We want to be that voice for them and bridge and find out what it is that we can do.
Lannon says they've tried to make the event accessible. It's on a Saturday to fit into women's work schedules. They're offering free daycare for the event, a free lunch, a gift bag, and a chance to socialize and learn about benefits and services they have earned as a veteran.
My response so far has been kind of lackluster. I'll be honest with you, we've only had one person RSVP. And we put out flyers and posters, and the team that's been putting this together have been going around to the different colleges. They've gone to the vet center. They've pretty much hit everywhere where there are going to be women veterans.
The chapter's treasurer, Iris Johnson, is part of that team trying to reach out. She says a church group offering free school supplies to children of women veterans had a similar problem.
They couldn't find one single veteran woman with children. And they had 25 slots that they couldn't fill. And I'm going like, there has to be somewhere. Somehow we have to identify them.
Johnson is a Vietnam-era veteran, and Lannon is a first Gulf War veteran. They are not giving up. Instead, the chapter commander is adjusting in the hope of connecting to younger female veterans in the Sarasota region.
Well, I've been told by others, by the male population, that they're more into the social aspect of it. They'll get together on Facebook and Twitter and all those avenues, which we're just starting to dabble in these things. World War II, Korean, Vietnam, and even the first Gulf War, most of us aren't that computer savvy, and that includes myself.
Getting messages out to veterans is the job of Karen Collins, communications director at Tampa's James A. Haley Veterans Hospital.
You have to use social media. You have to come at them in multiple avenues. Everybody says social media. It's a buzzword. But what does that mean? Is it Facebook? Well, what's your demographic? Because that demographic changes. Social media, by its very nature, changes constantly.
The Haley VA has a Facebook page, a Twitter account, a YouTube channel, and Collins routinely posts photos on Flickr. She says it is important that the VA reach veterans before they transition out of the military.
When people first get out, they just want to get out and move on and go back to their lives. But it's really important to understand how accessing your care right away is key.
Capturing the attention of women veterans is one of the biggest challenges for Pam Smith Beatty, the women's program manager at Haley.
The problem is that women don't often think of themselves as veterans. I served for 22 years in the Air Force, but when I think of a veteran, I think of my dad, a Korean War vet. I don't necessarily think of myself.
National statistics show that women make up 15% of active duty and 18% of the Guard and Reserves, but only 6% of the VA population.
We're finding that for the OEF, OIF, OND veterans, they're actually doing a pretty good job at capturing them, and about 68% of those veterans are actually using the VA.
Smith Beatty says overall the VA is serving about 40% of eligible women veterans.
So how do you get the other 60%? We look at it, any kind of recognition event, we try to get them in. We provide some educational offerings here. We call it the Pink Bag Lunch and Learns.
She says her first Pink Bag Lunch and Learn event only attracted 17, but she has had as many as 120 attend. So she offers this advice to the Sarasota DAV.
Know that if you only get 15 people, be happy because you're reaching those 15 people. To me, it's that one veteran at a time. I make a difference for the one veteran that I meet every single day. Even if it's just one, I am happy with that. I'd love to reach thousands. Maybe we can through this. But if I can reach one, my goal is done.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
If you or someone you know would be interested in attending this free luncheon, visit our website for details, wusfnews.org.